Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen joins us on today's program to talk about the potential of the city of Pella creating a new internet utility and the importance of high-speed internet access in the Tulip City. Well, Karen, a community project that has generated considerable interest has to do with improving internet accessibility to residents and businesses. And the PACE Alliance has been working with the Pella City Council on a potential internet utility. First of all, what has really been your what you've been hearing from the PACE Alliance, from businesses and from residents, about the need for internet here locally?
The speed of broadband is so important to any size of business, no matter if you're just running credit cards through or if you have to send huge files, read x-rays, whatever it may be, you have to have that tool available to you. And we have been monitoring and hearing from business owners, both large and small, that the level of service they currently have is not necessarily meeting their needs. So this has been a huge need for them as well as the community, because they also have employees that either work from home or need that flex time, and they really want to be able to provide that flexibility to their employees. So this is something that we're really taking a look at, want to develop that as quickly as we can, as we are behind many communities in that respect.
And how did the PACE Alliance get involved with the City Council specifically on this project?
I think we are definitely on the same page with the city on this issue as well. You know, when we hear from our businesses, when we hear from our employees that we really need to be at a level of service for broadband that is required, as well as attracting additional workforce to our area. When you have a large family, millennials, everybody is wired now, everybody is streaming, and they're looking for a community that can provide that amenity as well. So in terms of surveys that we have received in the past year, that was definitely an initiative that people wanted to see the community move forward with, was increased speed. We have information through interviews with our employers that the need to increase speed is one of their priorities as well. So we want to make sure that Pella is a community where they can be competitive in business, where residents want to live, and this is one of the things that we can do to achieve both.
And the PACE Alliance and Pella City Council have been hearing right now with an ongoing feasibility study from other communities and other businesses that have gone through similar processes already. What have you been hearing from those that have established community utilities, whether it's a private-public partnership or a public utility? What have you been hearing in regards to some of the things that you need to be doing to make this happen?
Definitely the need for community support is foremost the important piece that you would need to move forward. But really taking a look at what the community needs in terms of service levels, their satisfaction levels, and also looking forward to recommendations from consultants who have worked with communities on what the community will need for the next 10, 15, even 20 years. It's one thing to provide the speeds that we need today, but we also need to be looking forward to what do we need to put in the ground, in the air, for future need.
As many of our listeners have heard, that May 1st is a special election and referendum coming up. The PACE Alliance supports the measure that is with the City Council, which will permit them, if it's approved, to move ahead with this process, essentially. Over the next few weeks, I know that there's going to be more information coming out. What is the PACE Alliance going to release in regards to information? What are the things you want to educate the community about over the next few weeks between now and May 1st?
We're really going to put together more of a frequently asked questions, because everybody's going to have the same questions. What kind of speeds? What will be the cost? Some of those logistics. And we're going to do the best to answer those questions as we know today. Obviously, a feasibility study will get into more detail of what that will look like. But we want to be able to set expectations of what voters will be seeing or what they should expect if they do approve the referendum.
One of the questions that many residents are looking at and asking is, well, what's the timeline for this project? The idea is you want to do it as soon as you can.
And I think we can look at past projects that have been very successful within the community. I believe the city and PACE will look for something that is done in an efficient time manner as soon as we can, but in a very fiscally responsible way. So planning that out and in the right time frame is something the feasibility study will help us a lot in determining what that timeline will be. But we know it's a priority of PACE. We know it's a priority of the city of Pella and of our business community. So the faster we can get there, obviously that will be an improvement for the entire community, but we need to do it at a pace where it is fiscally responsible as well.
The Pella City Council scheduled a special election for Tuesday, May 1st, for residents to determine if they will allow the city to move forward with establishing a potential utility. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.